Okay, let's visit with Coach Andy Smith from Santa Fe. The boys took on Wellington earlier this week and Concordia, and you had a tough week this week, Coach. Let's talk about that early game against Wellington.
Yeah, they got us 57-38. They had really balanced scoring that night. They had Brady Hughes with 18, and three other guys had 11 for him. It was 8-point game at halftime, and then they pushed it up to 10 after the third and kind of buried us in the fourth. They went on a 21-12 run to end it.
And you say that was pretty much perimeter shooting?
A little bit. They had 6 threes on us, but I think we gave up quite a few offensive rebounds that night too.
Okay. And then in your later game, that was quite a bit better. You took on Concordia, and it was a 56-41 loss, I understand. Let's talk about how that game went through.
Yeah, it was 31-22 at halftime. We got it cut down to 7 in the third quarter, and Stein kid hit a bunch of really big shots for them, and just seemed like every time we were getting ready to cut it down to a two-possession game, they hit either a big three or got an offensive rebound put back that just kind of took some wind out of our sails and made it tough for us to bounce back from.
Okay, are you having any trouble getting the girls to bounce back from these losses? I know it's got to be disheartening. Have they formed a team, or are they playing as a unit, and can they let this thing go?
Yeah, they're sticking together really well, and for being 3-18, it's tough on them, and it wears on them pretty quick, and they're doing a really good job of not folding and not folding on the season yet. So I'm really proud of them for that.
And well, you should be, and you do a good job with those kids. This coming week, you get to look at Sweet Springs. I believe you've played them already, haven't you?
Yeah, we played them in the 7th place game at Slater tournament. They got us by about 13, I think. They had a really big third quarter from the free throw line that put us away, and like I said, third quarter's kind of been our Achilles heel this year.
All right, and then later in the week, you go to see Harden, and what do you know about them?
They are young, but they are tall and pretty athletic, so their size might give us some issues, but I'm looking forward to that matchup. We play them Thursday, then we get them again in the first round of districts on Saturday.
Talk just a few minutes about your boys. Who's kind of holding the crew together this year? Who are you relying on?
Alex Edwards is doing a good job of handling the ball whenever we're seeing pressure for us. And then Drew Schmidt stepped up big time on the defensive end and hitting down some open threes whenever he gets them. Logan Tracy's done a really good job in the post for defensive-wise, and Hunter Ballinger's doing a good job whenever we get out in transition running the floor and using his athleticism. And Colin Kuecker's doing a good job on the defensive end, too.
Well, Coach, it was a tough week. We hope you turn this thing around for next week, and we hope to hear from you next Friday, hopefully with better news.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you calling Curly Country 5th Quarter Show.
Thank you.